and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. In the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this second day of June 2005 for the next 2 hours, live out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. My guest today is John Ainsworth. We rotate these fine fellows in and out on Thursdays. Last week was Ed Walter. And, of course, this week, this Thursday, is John Ainsworth. And we're going to get into the subject matter at hand. What's that subject matter, folks? Solutions. We've got a major problem. We've been talking about the problem. We've been demonstrating the problem. But unlike the Hegelian dialectic folks out there, they see they create the problem. They've demonstrated to us, and they offer us a solution that we never would have accepted or even thought of. Well, we're working at the other end of the stick. We know what the problem is. We didn't start it. But we're certainly looking for that solution. So we'll bring up John Ainsworth here in just a couple of minutes. On yesterday's broadcast, I was trying to think of the word pagan. And do you think that would jump out of my gray matter for anything? Well, a fine lady, and we're standing outside a few minutes before the broadcast here, and a fine lady come up to me and said, look, my friend heard your show yesterday, and she gave me this book, Fossilized Customs, The Pagan Sources of Popular Customs. And I started to mention the Tannenbaum thing. And lo and behold, here it is, just on page 3, talking about the Christmas tree and talking about paganism and how much paganism is in Christianity. It's a mind blower. And it's got on the front cover of this book the question, are you ready to go to the next level? Well, I'm going to use this as a reference guide, I am sure, in the near future. But I just wanted to tell you folks, the hardest thing, and here is the deal, about any of the programming or any of the information we're giving you, what it's doing is it's conflicting with what you have been told or what your belief structures are. We're not anarchists here. We're not unlawful people. We're not just stirring the pot just for the sake of stirring the pot. We're here for the solutions and to dispel those myths. So, folks, just relax a little bit out there. If you're talking to a friend or a neighbor or a coworker or maybe even your boss, if he don't care that much about your job and he's not paying you that much anyhow, and you want an excuse to get out of that job, well, that might be the reason you just got canned yesterday. No. But what we're doing is retooling the brain, and we're dumping that bad information, and we're filling that vessel called your brain in your cranium with the new and true information. So that's where the cognitive disconnect comes around with a lot of people. And it's a slow, painful process. Some people never get it. They want to live their illusions and stay plugged into that matrix. But here, obviously, since you're tuned into this program today, that's not your cup of tea. We'll be talking with John Ainsworth right after this short break, and we'll get into the subject matter that counts. Folks, how do we get this constitutional republic back on track? Not impossible, difficult, maybe. It can be done.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere, so make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My guest today, John Ainsworth from North Carolina. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
Well, we're doing well. And yourself?
Hanging in there. I'm having a particularly good day.
Well, that's good.
The sunny skies here in Central Texas, 85 degrees and not a chemtrail in the sky.
All right.
We are going to be talking today on subject matter. What's our subject matter?
Well, what we want to do is get involved with what our remedy is here. You know, we have to build a foundation of how we got in this predicament, which I think we're going to, which we already have keyed into, you know, the Reconstruction Act, Civil War, Abraham Lincoln's war, and how it overthrew the constitutional foundation of this country and actually changed the principles of this government from a government of the consent of the people to a government of force where the people are subject to Washington and whatever they dictate, which is the change of status from a state citizen to a federal citizen. And, you know, we lived with that for, you know, 130 years before the full weight and measure of the federal dominion and authority was exercised through Supreme Court orders or Supreme Court decisions to where now they control every aspect of our lives. And so what we want to do is, okay, once we understand that happened, what can we do about it? You know, what's the issue? And there's topics all through this that we can get rabbit trailed onto, which is fine. But what do we do with it? I mean, did the federal government overstep its bounds? Are they exercising powers without any authority? And if they are there rights and duties that the American people have a right, and technically they have an obligation to their posterity and to their children to exercise?
Well, I think we got a glimpse of that through the remark that was given by Ben Franklin soon after the signing of the Constitution. A woman had asked him, "Well, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government did you give us?" And he replied, "Madam, a republic, if you can keep it." Now, in that was a loaded reply there, and of course, this is a participatory type of government. What we've done with this, we've allowed our managers to run the store right into the ground. We've allowed them to cook the books, steal the inventory, get us massively in debt, and we're responsible for it. They're not responsible for anything.
And they did this through lying to us. I mean, they absolutely deceived the American people. They got us involved in wars that they said were for one reason, and then once they won the war, we found out that, you know, because you judge an entity not by what they say they're going to do, but what they actually do. And when you go back again to the Civil War, and I think we can bring this all the way up into modern wars, is we go into these wars, and Congress has the ability with the media to whip up the people into a frenzy to go fight a cause that they believe in, only to find out that once the people rally behind and give monetary support and support with their blood and arms, and they, you know, fight for the cause of Congress, Congress changes the object. And basically says, oh, well, you know, after the war's over, say, well, y'all fought for one purpose, but we're actually going to use this victory for something else. And unfortunately, with the Civil War, they used that victory to overthrow the Constitution and all the rights of all the people and all the rights of all the states. And what went in tandem with this victory and lying and deception that Congress did was they took over public education and they started teaching the people that they did a wonderful job, and that the war was glorious, and that everything that Washington fought for was great, and everything the Confederacy stood for was terrible and awful and vile, and now you have people who actually believe the lies. And this is what I think you said in your opening statement. That's one of the issues you're trying to deal with on RBN Live, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Well, and people have been programmed. They have been lied to. See, there's one thing that the American people love, and that's the truth. But they haven't heard it in such a long time, they wouldn't recognize if it had jumped out of a bush and bit them on the backside. They have not a clue, because there's nothing to connect this new bit of information they have to anything else in their memory stores.
Right. And one of the problems is people will actually fight for the lie when the truth is brought up. You know, they fight for what they believe in because they're vested in their own beliefs. And they don't want to believe they've been lied to. Most people think they're too smart to be lied to. And that, especially to the monumental size of the lies and deceptions that we're dealing with here, again, dealing with the Civil War, issues involving it, the overthrow of the Constitution, we no longer have lawful government, and the people are all slaves. But the people will fight and die. I mean, they will fight you if you say this is not the land of the free. You know, this is not the home of the brave. People are not standing up en masse as the American people. And people will fight for you, say, yes, this is the land of the free. But they can't prove it. And that's where the rubber meets the road, is having a belief system which is provable, not one that is just told to you, that is repeated, rote. And people just believe it with no foundational facts to support it.
Well, and we've seen this before. I mean, John, you've run into this before. You'll be talking to somebody, and they'll repeat to you what they just heard on last evening's news.
Right.
As if it is now their opinion and belief structure, and it was what they're doing is just parroting somebody else's opinion, and that they carry around as fact. But I'll tell you what education does. And breaking through that paradigm, we recently just saw this in the EU. Now, let's go to the other end of the spectrum here. We talk about our government being flipped in this country. We're talking about world government being put in place right before our very eyes. We've been talking about this for over a decade. But the people in Europe thought this was a good idea. The French thought it was a good idea. The Germans thought it was a good idea. Everybody thought, well, let's all join the European Union. Well, just today, following 3 days after the French turned this down, the new EU constitution, the Dutch just joined France in a resounding no to the bloc's constitution, putting both further expansion and decision-making in jeopardy. In other words, the New World Order is in disorder in Europe right now. Why? Because the people felt that there might have been something wrong about this. They bought into the hype. Everything's going to be rosy. Better trade, more jobs. The usual line, the same line that they passed us with NAFTA, this deal back in 92. Oh, don't worry, it's going to be many more jobs for Americans. Well, that turned out to be a patent lie. Unfortunately, it wasn't those that didn't search this out to see if it was the truth that ended up on the wrong end of the stick, in other words, jobless. But in Europe, they have discovered that this isn't such a good deal, and they don't want a part of it. Now, that comes by one way and one way only, factual information. The liars will continue to lie. Don't ever expect a liar to tell you the truth. But their pack of lies have been, the holes are being punched in it, John. And these people in Europe are finding out that, you know what, this grand global design that started here is not such a good idea, and then we've got people already pulling out of it. Spells trouble for the free trade area of Americas here in the North America sector, Canada, United States, Mexico, South, Central America. CAFTA, George Bush has beaten the drum on the Central American Free Trade Agreement. This is going to be very, very tough for them. And this is the position we need to have these people in. And the only way that these people are going to be put in that negative position is to have the positive aspect of this, meaning us, you, me, this listening audience, know the facts and stand up against it. Folks, we outnumber these people a zillion to one. I don't care if they hold the purse strings. I don't care if they're, you know, in their posh little country clubs and they're chomping on their very expensive Cuban cigars that we're not allowed to buy. But they are the planners. They are the supposedly thinkers, but we have discovered they are the stinkers, and we are the thinkers. The key to this, and I don't think that you would argue with this, John Ainsworth, the key to defeating the free trade era of Americas and anything that these people have done to us over the years is completely and absolutely reversible by the American people.
It absolutely is. But the people can only do it through education, which is why you're on the air. And thank the Lord for what you're doing.
And talking about duties and obligations, it is my view, since we're putting up all the money and we're going through all the effort to put this information into people's heads, that they have an obligation to spread the word. This has really been a sore spot with me for a long time because I know what the key to this is. Everybody's looking for their shortcut. Everybody wants it to happen tomorrow. They want to wake up next week living in the land of milk and honey, unfettered, not worried about anything. Their life is sane and secure, and life is just beautiful. But that's not going to happen until they get involved and take that duty and obligation as an American for their country, for their republic, until such time that they take the personal responsibility. And I don't care, folks, if you think that it all depends on you, because you know what? It very well might. You know, I tell the story, John, of how I got involved in all of this, and it was by this pesky guy that kept shoving paperwork at me, and I thought this guy was a wingnut. And I'll be honest about it. I thought this guy was out to lunch. And I would placate him and smile to him and do a cursory look over the paperwork and pat him on his head and thank him for his good job, and I'd walk into my office and it'd go right into round file. And it wasn't until I was a captive audience with this guy for about 4 or 5 hours, couldn't get away from him. And my first introduction to what was going on in the planet was Myron Fagan's Illuminati, believe it or not. And I've never been the same since. But at any rate, you know, this is one example. Now, what did this guy turn up by his perseverance in trying to make me understand this? Well, here we are today talking on the air on this network that is reaching many people. But folks, this little diamond in the rough needs your help. This country needs your help. You've got to step up to the plate. It's your duty and obligation.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All right, we are back. John Ainsworth is with us today. John, I'll tell you what, let's kick off this with some phone calls, and then we'll go in what direction you need to go today.
Okay.
All right. Wes in Arkansas, you're first up on the line with John Ainsworth.
Hey, John. I apologize. I don't have anything for John right now. I just had a suggestion.
Yes.
I spent some time in the car business way back when and learned to sell. And, you know, there's a lot of things you learn. It's a bad business, but taught me a lot of things. And one of those things was becoming a good salesman, you have to be able to mirror the person that you're trying to sell to. You have to identify those personality types. Are they an amiable, analytical? If they are, get the books out. You know, and improve them. Here's the documentation. Here's the, you know, and I think not everybody is the great salesman. Not everybody has time to research everything that's going to flip everybody's trigger. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're trying to convert people to the truth, maybe one thing that you guys could do, and I know you do an awful lot, and I don't mean to put something else on your plate, it's just an idea. But if you had a sales material tab on your site, you know, if we were able to define a couple of these personality types for people, and you know what type of things are going to, you know, flip those kind of people's triggers, you know, put some material out there so it takes some of the guesswork out for some of the guys that are out there trying to convert some people.
Well, I don't know if you heard the guy from San Antonio called in yesterday, and what he does.
No, I did not.
He puts this on CD. He goes into the archives, and he downloads different programs, and then he cuts it up. He takes out the commercials and everything else, and as he pointed out, the stuttering. And he puts this on a CD and he gives it to people. So what they get is a CD that they pop in their car, you know, whether driving around, going to the grocery store, going to work, wherever. And they're able to hear important bullet points about things. And,
yeah.
And if it's a good enough subject and it's in-depth and it's on target,
their attention and they're going to research
it. There you go.
Are these available to us? I mean, is it?
No, this is something this individual is doing himself.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, well, to augment that, I said, just contact this office and I will give you all the free bumper stickers you want and give them, you know, because here's the issue. The thing that's really bothering me, Wes, is that we're trying to reach people. And there are psychological reasons. We were just, as a matter of fact, we were talking about this today before the broadcast. There are many reasons why people do not get involved. There's a fear factor.
Absolutely. I mean, I work in a big time corporate America. I mean, for me around the office, it can mean getting fired. I mean, plain and simple.
Well,
I understand that.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you exactly how effective the Patriot community has become in America. How dangerous they are to the globalists. One of the topics of conversation at the latest Bilderberger meeting was, what about these so-called American patriots that are cropping up? Now, if it has hit their radar screen and they perceive that to be a threat,
it's got to be pretty big.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Now, how do we get it to the point where it's undeniable? Until we become such a force that they either have to do one of two things. They have to go for broke or they have to back off. And if they back off at this point, people have already seen their plans trying to be implemented. Just talking about the European Union. Next on track is the free trade area of Americas. So this is something that's concrete. We were criticized years ago. We were extremists. We were anti-government. We were beer-swilling, toothless idiots out there. We were the disenfranchised or just the idiots of society, the fringe people. When they were talking about the New World Order, so were we. But we were the crazy people. Now, it's right in everybody's face. It's undeniable. There it is. And we have a window of opportunity because we literally have these people now on the run. They are having to change their plans because what we are doing. My greatest concern is we need to start stoking that fire. We need to build up a head of steam to get this locomotive up this grade and get it on down the other side. But the time is now. And I don't think people recognize this. They are wasting a golden opportunity.
I'm with you. Sounds good. I'll leave you alone.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Wes. I appreciate it. John in New York. Hello, John. John, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Hi.
This is our job. Our job is to hear people
out,
and make sure people hear us.
There's a tape out there, Beyond Treason, which is a DVD put out by the Power Hour, and it's supposed to be out like this week or so. And it's got a CD-ROM with all the documentation supporting for 9/11 and the whatnot's going on. And last week, I just wanted to reply a little bit. We talked about John Moore saying the end times are here. In like 3 years, there was a date of December 2009 when Planet X is coming by.
Yeah.
And I understand your fight to build democracy, but as the Egyptians had 7 years of building for survival materials.
Let me interrupt you, John. Who's building a democracy?
Well, I mean a republic.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry. Slap me.
Hey, we got to make those course corrections from time
to
time.
That's true. But anyhow, just very concerned about that, and people need to realize that we start needing to get together. Also, the idea of a republic, as the Indians used to have if somebody walked in the door of the tribe, they would feed him and let him come into the community, and he'd sort of find a job, per se. Do we need to do that? For the instance of a car battery used to last 18 years, and now it lasts 3 years. All that pollution made to make something that doesn't last anymore, our precision and efficiency, and the fact of us maybe living over our borders, and instead of having, I don't want to say let's conglomerate everything together, but do we need all these car distributors selling batteries at every other site and all these shelves full when we could streamline, put things together and live within our means and less pollution and all them kind of things also? But it's not even the idea of a republic is great, but even there might be a better step of the ideals of going back to the simplicity of the Indian tribes of.
Okay. Hold that, because you just went over the roadmap and I lost your direction. Just hold on. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I wanted to remind folks out there that you can talk to Robbie Noel. He is going to be with us for at least the next month, hopefully longer, at least here in Round Rock, Texas. For some reason, this guy just loves the desert out there in Phoenix, outside of Phoenix. At any rate, he likes the scorpions, my producer said. 800-724-2719, extension 117, to call him directly on any matters concerning, your portfolio, gold. This is the guy to talk to. And down here locally, you can set up an appointment. Just give him a call here at the network, and you can come in and talk to him and sit down and discuss your portfolio and how you want to move some assets into gold. I always like doing business face-to-face. Telephone is okay, but I always like doing the business face-to-face. So you can call up for an appointment or just give them a ring at 800-724-2719, extension 117. Folks, not a better time to buy gold, and I know what you people are going to do. You do it every time, and it makes no sense to me. You start to buy when the price of gold moves. For investment purposes, what I do, any chance I get, I put a little precious piece of whatever back, and I forget about it, because I know one of these days it's going to be worth a heck of a lot more than what I paid for it. So you folks out there that you don't seem to get the idea, for investment purposes, you always buy low and sell high. Don't wait. 800-724-2719, extension 117. And John in New York, I had a hard time tracking you there because you hopped around on me.
Well, I'm sorry. I've got different ideas that as we've done Republic and everything seems to fight itself. And the old ideal of when you had the Indians, I understand that Jesus visited the Indians and basically taught them to have fun and to be responsible and courteous of each other. The elders were in charge to the fact that, number one, they could talk with the spirits. And they had better experiences than they...
John, I don't know where you got this at. This is the first time I heard that the Son of God visited the Indians.
There's a book out there by the Adelphi Organization, and Jesus just wasn't in the Middle East. There's a book, The Mutants Down Under, the Aborigines wrote, or was written about the Aborigines. They knew of Jesus, but they actually stated that he didn't have to visit them because they lived in the spiritual realm and they didn't need teaching. You've got different things out there that touch on that, and they speak with the spirits, but they're also in tune with the spirits. The age limit is 27, 28 when your brain becomes grown enough to be able to vibrate to that ability, and you have to be quiet, and it helps you to fast a little bit. And there's some things that you can do that you meditate with your eyes rolled 27 degrees up, your backbone straight as an antenna and a receiver, and it's not something that happens with everybody. The more virtuous you are, the easier it becomes. And if
John, you're scaring me. Because I would believe that Jesus Christ talked to the Cleveland Indians, and this is why they had a good season a couple of years ago. Okay? I would believe that the clubhouse actually got down on their knees and said, Lord, please help us.
You know, if you get to a dangerous point in your life where you're going to die or so, almost everybody talks to God.
You got that right. There are no atheists in foxholes. John, thanks for your call.
All right.
I appreciate it. Ann in New Mexico. Hello, Ann.
Hi, John.
Hi.
And hi, John.
Well, hello.
Try to follow that one if you can.
Huh?
Try to follow that one.
Well, it's wonderful. I was, smiling. Yahweh bless you, first of all.
Thank you.
Yeah, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the day before, I was listening to Joan, and I'm going, John's a little cranky today.
I try not to be too high or too low, so I just stay mad all the time.
You stay what?
I stay mad all the time. It keeps me from getting depressed. Displace your depression by anger. It works for me.
Oh, John, you're funny. Oh, I love you.
What's on your mind today?
Vive la France. Vive la France.
EU turning it down? Absolutely.
Yes. And yeah. I guess the Dutch as well.
Yes.
Well, there's hope for mankind yet.
There is. And like I said, it's people finding out. You know, whenever you do a contract, Anne, you're always told to read the fine print.
Right.
And that's what these people have been doing. They've been reading the fine print.
Yeah.
And they're going, uh-uh. Uh-uh.
And that's good. I want to ask you, what was your epiphany?
Oh, my epiphany?
Yeah.
Oh, this was left. John, you're probably not going to understand this one, but now I've been on Robbie because Robbie Noel has a tendency to get a little sullen at times.
And really?
A little pessimistic. Do you think?
No, I don't pick that up. He's kind of pretty balanced, and he interviews all these wonderful people on a regular basis.
Well, I've known him.
And he puts his input in, you know, but...
I've known him for 12 years.
Oh, okay, then you know him better than I do.
And people gravitate to people that are positive and have something that other people don't have.
Uh-huh.
And that's one thing I'm always on Robbie about. Always be positive, always be upbeat. The day that I'm teasing him about this, of course, but the one day that he played Bobby Vinton's, what was the name of that song? I'm So Lonely or whatever it is, his big hit.
I can't remember.
He did that as a bumper piece, and when we came back, I played, I think it was Weird Al Yankovic doing Bobby Vinton by way of Elmer Fudd. You know, I'm so lonely. And I just like to tease the guy.
Well, I like his bumper music.
Yeah, if I get too high up around Robbie, it makes him uncomfortable. If I'm too uplifting, it makes him uncomfortable.
Well, you're probably younger than him.
No,
than
not
he is.
No. I may be.
I think he's in his. I'm 65, so.
Well, you don't sound like you're a day over 41.
Oh, Thank you. But I can identify with Robbie's position. You know, he likes it out there in Arizona, you know, and
well, you're out there in New Mexico.
Yeah, and I love it. Yeah. And it's a small little town, so I can identify. But you're doing really great.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, now what was the epiphany?
Oh, the epiphany, it was just after listening to Robbie going, we ought to just all shoot ourselves. You know, it was like, okay, now I know what's really bothering people. They're in a depressive state. As long as they don't pay attention to anything we're talking about, they keep sloughing through their life, trying to make themselves believe that, you know, everything is okay.
Well, you know what? Keep the serotonin levels up. Pet your dog. You know, eat raw food and veggies and juice your carrots.
Do something positive that other people will
think
apply.
Think positive. Hug your friend.
Yeah, and positive things, positive results creates positive atmosphere
and
a lot of good things
to,
happens.
Say I love you to your friends and pray to Yahweh.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Thanks, Ann.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Appreciate it. We're going to be covering, and my wife just walked us into the studio. I apologize, Mr. Hainsworth, because I asked you at the top of the broadcast, where are we going today?
Yeah.
Well, you took the time to map this all out for me. Shame on me. I've had a very busy day. I've had about four meetings today. You want to cover some fundamental issues about universally recognized reciprocal relationships between a people and their government. You know,
right.
That's what we used to have. We used to have redressive grievance in case they got out of the box. We used to have a Congress of the United States that paid attention to the Constitution. We used to have a ballot box that was untampered, and we had jury boxes that was taboo for any judge or lawyer or anybody else. You know, I'm watching cases now, instructions to the jury. I just saw a Supreme Court case on the accounting firm, Arthur Anderson, for Enron. Only one conviction there. It was overturned by the United States Supreme Court because they felt that the instructions to the jury was too vague in order to render a just verdict. Now, I about fell off my chair when I heard this, because we know the duties and responsibilities of a fully informed jury, and I don't care if you're sitting in on a traffic case or you're sitting on a jury, a felony jury, murder, I don't care, a federal grand jury, I don't care what this is. That the power is supposed to be retained by the people and on laws. I mean, if you have a fully informed jury and you got a defendant that's brought into the courtroom and they read the charges off and they press on with a trial, that the people, yes, they have to judge the facts and the merits of the case, but they also have the ability to judge the law in itself and how this applied to this individual. And if they didn't like what was going on, they could just throw the whole doggone thing out.
That was one of the principles which got us into the revolution from England, was when the king put the tax on the tea, and the crown started catching the smugglers. When they went to trial, the juries of the colonists felt that the laws were unjust, the taxation was unjust, and they would let the smugglers go free. And so one of the issues was when the crown meddled in that and said, well, we're not getting our convictions in the colonies, so therefore we'll try all the smugglers in Great Britain. And you'll see that's one of the items listed in the indictment called the Declaration of Independence, is having trials not on these shores where the crimes occurred. But we have the same situation in effect today, because it doesn't matter if we have the principle that this nation was founded on, that the people have a right to judge the law and the facts, you know, whether it's a just law or not, if the judges will not allow it to take place in their courtrooms. We have a situation where the courts of modern America, state and federal, are totally orchestrated by the judge. What he allows and what he disallows, what can be said to the jury, what can be presented to the jury, what facts and information can be brought in. These are, and I've been in enough court cases to know that a judge can orchestrate a guilty verdict. A judge can orchestrate an innocent verdict. They can do either way, go either way with that. And, you know, I like what you said about the cognitive disconnect. We've got this disconnect between, well, we've got this principle,
But how do you apply it? And the issue is, if you can't apply it, if in all practical application, the people do not have the right as a juror to kick out a bad law, then in all, you know, in all effect, then that principle doesn't exist in your society. And so that's how our whole nation is. We've got so many things we have a cognitive disconnect with. We've got, you know, we all know. Facts that we know are that most politicians are basically liars. They deceive. They, you can't get the truth out of them. Yet we trust the laws they come out and say, this is the, you know, the laws they come out with are the greatest laws for the greatest nation. But these are, they're coming from liars. How do you correlate that? Are these people working for, and when I say these people, I'm talking about Congress, are they working for the benefit of the people, or are they working for the benefit of others? And we will start seeing that they actually operate for the benefit of lots of others besides the American people. I mean, open border situation, is that for your benefit and my benefit, or is that for the benefit of people of other countries, other jurisdictions that our representatives are not supposed to represent? We've got the media that we talk about that we have a cognitive disconnect. And we, you talked about this at the very beginning of the show, is people will repeat what they hear on the media as if it's the truth, but they will tell you that the media manipulates and lies to them. Well, how do you rationalize these two opposing views? And that's what's gone on in America, is we have gotten to the point where we can rationalize two opposite views, and it makes sense to us. And I know you had the one caller calling in about, you know, selling. How do you sell these ideas? And one of the issues that I've found is that the number one question that people have in their minds when you start selling them an idea is, how does it profit me? And if the profit that they see is something that's hard and has to be fought for, they just fall back on, well, you know, I've got a house, two cars, wife, kids, you know, got a mountain cottage. What you're talking about, John Ainsworth, doesn't profit me. It's too hard. It's something that I'll just let other people fight that battle.
But you can explain to these very same people with their mountaintop retreat, their expensive house, their two cars in the garage and whatever else, that you have noticed your earning power decreasing. You have noticed the manipulation of the money. You are watching whatever market you're working in. You've been watching that go down the tubes. They will cling to the very last, to their perception of the way things are according to the windows of their own soul. They're standing behind their own eyeballs looking at the world and their perception. Forget the fact that everything that I've just said is true, but they will desperately cling on because they know nothing else. And to step out of that realm of their comfortable, their own personal perception of things, forget if it doesn't match the facts, but it's their perception of the world, that they will hang on to that until the very last.
Right, and they don't feel the pain yet. And until they don't feel the pain, as long as they can make all their mortgage payments, as long as they can pay for that other house, they don't look down the road. They don't look at the graph of where the dollar started and where it is today, the devaluation of it. They don't look at all that. It's like, well, what can I do today? And you know, people are not going to, in mass, want to do anything until the economy collapses, I feel. And it's going to happen.
Well, and it's invariably going to happen. I mean, that's the inherent flaw that's built into the system, because they know that it only has a shelf life of so many years. You can only take this fiat money system, run it out so many years, and it collapses, because that's the inherent flaw in it. But don't despair, folks. Because they'll bring you, as soon as that one collapses, they'll bring up another fiat money system right behind it and run that out for another 50 to 100 years. And so it goes. By the way, this is the only, and folks, in case folks didn't know this, this is the only fiat money supply system that has lasted this long. I mean, that's a recorded fact. But it is going to end, and it is going to end very soon. And you're right. If it doesn't touch them right now, even though they're feeling a little bit of discomfort, even though that they're feeling a little bit uneasy and they're a little bit agitated, as long as they have their perceived reality, then they're okay until it hits them. And like you said, until they lose their job or until the economy collapses or whatever's going to happen to knock them off their little spot, these people They're not touchable, but they'll be the first ones to be screaming the loudest. Well, what happened? I was comfortable. Well, what did you people do to me? It's always somebody else's fault. And I'm saying we've got to take the responsibility because this is a participatory type of government. And we've allowed these managers, if you would like to call them that, to cook the books, steal the business, run the country into massive debt. And we're sitting around and we want to blame somebody. The first person that you blame, folks, next time you brush your hair or you shave or you brush your teeth or you fix your hair or ladies put on your makeup, take a good look at that image in that mirror. The problem is us. We have met the enemy, and guess who the enemy is? That's right, us.
And we have to get out of our comfort zone and find out how they became the enemy and what we can do about it.
And the real sad part about this is these narcissistic, selfish people, and I will use those terms, because they have children, and they're not going to be on this earth for too much longer, and then their generation is going to take over. They're not looking out for their children or their children's children's children. The most narcissistic, selfish thing I've ever seen, and I don't understand it. I really don't. We'll take the break here. My guest today, John Ainsworth, we'll get into some meat of some subjects here and also take your phone calls, and we'll do that right after this.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. We are back. Next hour, John, we're going to work off your script here, and we'll go through these issues. But first, let's take a few more phone calls here. Bill in Connecticut, you're online with John Ainsworth.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm a first-time caller to any talk show, so
I'm probably nervous and I'll probably mess up.
You are amongst the greatest friends you will ever have. These are people that don't want anything from you, John. We want you to keep your stuff and we'll keep ours.
Well, a few callers ago, you had a gentleman saying about the Son of God visited the Indians in America, and you said that you had never heard of that.
No,
I never did.
I
was really surprised about that.
Well, there's a lot of things I don't know about, believe it or not.
I can remember when I was a kid about 45 years ago, there used to be a program on television called Broken Arrow.
Yes.
And John Lipton and Michael Ansara starred in it. And they even had a segment on about how the Son of God visited the Indians one time. And they used to celebrate a couple of the holidays that, it wasn't a holiday to them. Some of the religious
observances.
Christmas or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was in the old Indian writings that I'm not going to use the word Jesus, but it was the Son of God that came to the Indians and gave them some kind of direction, you know, and it's been known for a long time, and I was just surprised that you never heard that.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I was surprised that you had never heard.
No, I never did. I mean, I've been enmeshed and embroiled in the fallacies of organized religions and everything else, and every once in a while something escapes me. But I had never heard that before.
I'm sure if you looked up on the web, you could find some things about it.
Sure.
But there's one question I wanted to ask you, because Joyce Riley Screener told me to ask you. A while ago, you mentioned there are two people that you would never have on your show, Bo Bryce and Joyce Riley, and I'd just like to know why.
Past experience and enough said on that subject.
Okay.
Yeah. I just prefer not to deal with these people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's got her own bailiwick, and she's doing rather well. She's got to where she thinks she needs to be, and that's fine. She's doing her own programming, and, much success.
Okay.
That's what I have to say about that.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Rhonda in Missouri. I'm sorry, we skipped past Scott. Scott's up next. Scott in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
John.
Yes.
Mr. Stapmiller, it's my pleasure to talk to you. It's been a long time coming. And as far as Joyce Riley goes, I don't know. I thought that whole presidential escapade she was involved in was a diversion to the movement, and that she was involved in it.
Yeah, there are other things that I would put my time towards.
Right, exactly. And I agree with you. And as far as I know, the Indians were basically naturalists. As far as I could see, they had belief in the air, the moon, the stars, the earth, the dust, and all this other stuff.
They were probably the people, and I guess the tree huggers nowadays could probably take tips from the Indians, because
right, absolutely.
They certainly followed the laws of nature.
Right. John, your guest, John.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Everything, I haven't heard anything untrue at all. And I appreciate people standing up in the gap, so to speak.
Thank you, John.
Well, I just wanted to bring, I read this Jewish newspaper called The Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And really get a lot of information out of it that you don't see in the main news. And I just thought that this front page article on the last Forward dated May 27th, if anybody cares, Uzbekistan unrest shines light on leaders' ties to Jewry. Now, in Uzbekistan, which is a pretty significant piece of turf in the Russian satellite areas.
Hold that thought. We're up against this break. I can't escape it. It's the top of the hour break. Hang on there, Scott and Rhonda. We'll get to your call, and we'll get into some information from John Ainsworth. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in
in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.